To Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve on the Hero Hands Liquid Gamer and Meaningless Activity podcast. And today we're proving the point that anything that came out in the 40s is apparently a great movie. Miracle on 34th Street is a movie I tried to play for my kids this morning before we head over to Grandma's house. And boy, they did not last 2 minutes. it is 96% certified fresh, Rotten Tomatoes, even higher than any movie we've talked about, really, besides the original cartoon, The Grinch That Stole Christmas, which got 100% perfect score. I'm going to save the Rotten Review for the same segment as the longest review ever, because there's only really one negative review for this film. So instead of reading those first, I'd like to go into a segment we like to call
Reviews by People Who Went to School So They Could Watch Movies for a Living.
Nothing but positive, short reviews here. Just so people can, you know, really feel like they're really contributing a lot. Chicago Tribune, quote, "A Christmas season evergreen." That's it, end quote. New York Daily News, quote, "It is light, it is charming, it is delightfully funny and completely captivating. It is all that and something more. Not to a modern child, it isn't." Time Out, quote, "The original and best version of the cockle-warming tale, of a man who claims to be the real-life Santa Claus." Time Magazine, quote, "A surefire, brightly cynical bit of whimsy." Okay. AV Club, quote, "Yes, Miracle on 34th Street is pure Hollywood hokum, but the film is pretty savvy too, getting a jump on mounting anxieties about the post-war cult of consumerism." Okay. Is it? The New Republic, quote, "Miracle on 34th Street isn't great art or high comedy, but it is good entertainment." These are all very positive reviews, apparently. Even though they're trying to weasel in some of their own little social commentary. Hollywood.com, quote, "The acting is superb all around. The script is lovely, good-spirited, and perfect viewing for the Christmas season. Again, not to any modern child. It is not." Internet Reviews, quote, "The acting is superb all around. The script is lovely, good-spirited, and perfect viewing for the Christmas season." Isn't that the exact same thing I read? These are two totally different reviewers. Two totally different websites. One from Hollywood.com by a gentleman of one name, and one from InternetReviews.com with a totally different name. Wow. They both gave a copy and pasted review. One from this, they're both from the exact same day. My Lanta. Wow. Okay, well, I guess plagiarism is not a thing. Cinema Craze, quote, "One of the few perfect and genuinely emotional Christmas movies that will live on forever. Not if my kids have anything to say about it." Total Film, quote, "After It's a Wonderful Life, there really is no better flick to curl up with over the festive season." Oh boy. Radio Times, quote, "Children may prefer the newer, more obvious version, but parents were warm to the utterly beguiling original." I didn't even know there was a remake. I feel bad now. Sky Cinema, quote, "A heartwarming piece of Hollywood comedy fantasy." And even the normal people like to say positive things. I'm going to read the second longest review ever. We won't go into the segment. We'll go into that in a minute. Quote, "Now here is a Christmas movie. There's no BB guns. Okay. Kids outsmarting criminals. Angels getting wings. Or Will Ferrell's dressed as elves. There's just pure Christmas spirit. Don't get me wrong, those films I referenced are all good and a couple even classics, but I question whether I would put any other holiday movie ahead of this one. This film is synonymous with the spirit of Christmas. As Kris Kringle states in the film, Christmas isn't just a day, it's a frame of mind. That line, along with plenty of other lines, are scenes and scenes in this film, never fail to get me in the festive mood. It also never fails to give me that warm feeling that only Christmas brings. It isn't quite the same as the goosebumps I get at the end of It's a Wonderful Life, but it's a great feeling nonetheless. One of the biggest things about this film is how simple it is. There is no intricate plotting or deep characters, but it works so well. The actors are all memorable. Edmund Gwenn is Santa Claus, in my mind. And the lines all quotable. If you're looking to get into the cheerful spirit of the holidays, look no further than this well-acted, funny, and fully enjoyable masterpiece of a film that is among the best, if not the best, Christmas film out there." Another super reviewer, quote, "Miracle on 34th Street is a brilliant and charming Christmas classic about a department store Santa. This movie has a delightful tone and characters to it, and the performance from Edmund Gwenn was astonishing. His kindness and heart is what makes this movie so perfect and memorable. I love this film, and it's really a heartwarming experience." Another super review, quote, "Perhaps it's a crime to rate this with only 3 stars on Christmas Eve of 2013, but it seems appropriate. While the story is holiday cheery, it is also a bit time-locked rather than timeless. Perhaps that is one of the reasons why attempts to remake it in a more modern period have fallen on their heads." This one looks long. "Faith is believing when common sense tells you not to. It's not just Kris Kringle on trial. It's everything he stands for." Oh, there's a quote. Blah, 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 man arrives. Okay, nice. Give me a synopsis. Oh, man, this is, it's turning out to be longer than I thought it would be. Okay, let's just get to the point. "It's a must-see movie that has wonderful heart and beautiful and witty sense of humor. This is definitely a movie to put on your must-see list." Yeah, I mean, it's acted well. Santa is, this is a very lovable version of Santa. But the pacing is rather boring and slow, and I'm just not into this kind of movie, you know. But let's see what the next segment brings, which we like to call Combo.
The longest rotten review ever.
I like that. I didn't re-record it. I just spliced it up. It kind of worked out. I might use that in the next one. I don't know. So this is from Nick's Flicks Picks. I don't know if that's a Mitz Pitlick joke or it wasn't that well thought out. I don't know. Oh my god, I don't have any water. Oh no. All right. Here we go. I'm still recovering here. Quote, "I get it that none but the Grinchiest could take exception to Miracle on 34th Street, but if you have actually seen the movie recently, and if we can set aside its ritual inconsummate as part of the Yuletide avalanche of synthetic good cheer that the movie purports to lament. It's pretty astonishing how listlessly it's acted and assembled. George Seton isn't quite Ed Wood, but there are more than enough hilariously flat or else bizarrely overdone reaction shots here to attain at least a weekend pass to Woodville. Edmund Gwynn gives the most natural, calmly engaging performance as, strangely, the only character who isn't a completely mundane and by-the-numbers human. I don't know why the entire rest of the cast finds this to be such a hard target to hit, but Maureen O'Hara sounds barely off-book and incongruously new to the profession. Oh boy, this is going to be a good one for me. John Payne is just as stiff and airless as her neighbor and eventual knight. There's a chuckle-worthy bit when Kris Kringle first encounters and grumpily supplants a liquor sweller who's been cast in his role in the Macy's Day Thanksgiving Parade. But just try counting all the slow, broadly pantomimed skits among various character actors in suits. There are no periods. I'm struggling. Several of whom seem largely unmoved by the material. Period. Oh my. The camera occasionally has to be saved in the middle of a shot from chopping off the top or the side of someone's head, comma, and the designers and double-up cinematographers show an odd affection for glaring white walls as the drab, comma, off-center, comma, cheap-looking backgrounds for a lot of their wayward tableaus, period. This might have been a mistake to choose this. I don't know who Nick is, but his writing is tableau. All the way to the ineptly scripted and delivered final line, comma, and the aggressive bit of love this, it's charming, exclamation point, quote, percussions that follows, comma, I kept wondering, colon, what would Jesus think about this movie, comma, a kiddie pic that indicts America for losing sight of the one person that Christmas was always supposed to be about, comma, and that's Santa, exclamation point. I'd love to take the temperature of the room when this plays the plex up in heaven, semicolon. I can already surmise that it plays like gangbusters with Macy's board members and stockholders, comma, who agreeably play the heaviest for 97 minutes, comma, knowing they'll rake up the profits for generations to come, period. Alright. First of all, I don't think a lot of Macy's board members would be in heaven. Let's continue. I practically want to pat the movie on the head for stumbling around so wildly with its softball critique of materialism, period. Here's where we quickly wind up, colon. You shouldn't just shop at the huge department store, comma. You should shop everywhere, comma. In a way that makes you fall in love forever with the huge department store, exclamation point. Miracle is unconsciously a consistently bad enough and consistently bad enough that I enjoyed laughing at it, comma, no matter how many child actors tried to ruin my good cheer, period. I mean, comma, seriously, colon, foreign, orphaned, and gap-toothed, question mark. The progeny of the prosecutor, comma, called up to the stand in knickers, question mark. Natalie Wood, comma, already gearing up for her Who Lives, question mark, and Rebel Without a Cause, question mark. I made it through, comma, which is more than I could be that could be said for the director and the most of its performers, comma. But I have to admit, comma, I was expecting something a lot less amateur hour, period. One could say the same for this. Now, the film did win Best Supporting Actor by Edmund Gwynn, Best Original Story by Valentin Davies, and Best Screenplay by George Seton. That's the Academy Awards. It was nominated for Best Picture, did not win. Golden Globe, it was nominated and won Best Supporting Actor for Edmund Gwynn and Best Screenplay for George Seton. A lot of awards for this film. A lot of wonderful accolades. It was always odd to me that the film released on January 1st of 1947, but maybe there was a timing issue that I'm not aware of. I don't know. But nonetheless, if you haven't seen it, try to watch it. You know, I'm not into it. It's not my cup of tea. It's not my Christmas cookie. But it is a staple in film history that I think deserves to be talked about. And it is available streaming, so therefore it meets the guidelines of this podcast. So until next time, good gaming, good streaming, and good night. Have a wonderful Christmas Eve. I will see you tomorrow. Thank you.